In humility, I would like to bear you my testimony of the truthfulness of the gospel of Jesus Christ and my conversion to the church. A little over 34 years ago, when yet a high school student, I was first contacted by the missionaries who invited me to attend the Mutual Improvement Association and join their basketball team. Not knowing anything about the church, but being very interested in basketball, I attended MIA. Later, I attended Sunday school, then sacrament meetings. After a year of attendance and studying the gospel with the missionaries, and having read the story of Joseph Smith's first vision, I accepted the invitation to be baptized in the church. That evening, I returned home having committed myself for baptism to ask my widowed mother for permission to be baptized, when suddenly I saw tears in her eyes. I asked her why was she shedding tears, and she answered, saying, "These are not tears of joy, but of sadness, for she has just lost another son." In her widowhood, she had lost another brother, another son. I lost another brother and a son to her. And so she said she had just lost another son to a Christian church. She later explained that at my father's deathbed, she had promised and covenanted with him to raise the children honorably in the Buddhist faith. I quickly assured my mother that the year that I had been associating with the missionaries, I have always been lifted up and learned nothing but good from them. I promised her that if she would permit me to be baptized, and later find that through my behavior I had caused her any embarrassment for some shameful or dishonorable act committed by me, then all she had to do was to ask me to stop going to church, and I would without question obey her will. However, on the other hand, if I became a better person, one that she can claim that I became more attentive to her needs as a widow, more kind toward the things of home and brothers and sisters, then I say, would you permit me to continue to go to church? Because I know that this is the place that I can gain an education for an eternal life. It is my testimony today that I never had to leave the church, nor cause my mother any concern about my behavior. For as I lived the gospel principles taught by the missionaries, and as I studied the principles myself, I had the assurance from my Father in heaven that my future outcome would be one that I would never have to worry. I've always tried, after baptism, to put the principles of the gospel in practice. And especially, I always loved this scripture that I came about in Matthew. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I have tried in all of my membership in the church to never refuse the church whenever a call came to me. I have surely been blessed by the Lord as I have lived the gospel principles, and I have come to appreciate the sacred priesthood that I hold. I am grateful today for the many missionaries who, such as those that are out in the world today covering the world, that came to Hawaii to teach us the gospel principles, and the many members of the church there that I had associated with who have taught me the principles as well as leadership principles. I'm grateful to my dear wife and our children, for we have had a blessed life together living in a Mormon home. I bear you my testimony humbly this day that I know that God lives. He hears and answers our prayers, and Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten of the Father and the Savior of the world. Joseph Smith was, and indeed an instrument in the hands of the Lord, commissioned to to begin the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ in its fullness for the salvation of all mankind. Likewise, all the presidents of the church that followed after Joseph Smith. They were all called of God, and even today, President Spencer W. Kimball, our living prophet. I bear you this witness humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.